That's exactly the kind of budget that I was committed to bringing forward on behalf of our new government, a budget that puts people first and recognizes that that's a smart investment to grow our economy, investing in everything from post-secondary education for adult basic education as well as the K-12 system are investments that are important to growing a strong economy, to making sure we have a well-educated, well-trained workforce, to be able to increase investment. There are important measures in this budget as well for affordability, to be able to address the crisis that families are facing, everything from a 50% cut in medical service premiums to, as you know, the elimination of tolls on the Portman and Golden Ears bridges that occurred on September 1st. And as well, there are commitments to making sure that we maintain our competitiveness as a province for industry, for investment. We have reduced the small business tax. We will be eliminating the PST, provincial sales tax, on electricity, again, to give businesses a break. So a balanced approach to build a better BC for all British Columbians really was the commitment, and I'm very proud of the budget we tabled today.
Of course, in here there was a priority given to some social concerns that the NDP has expressed in the past. Run us through some of the key highlights there.
Well, I'm so proud that we will actually have a poverty reduction plan in British Columbia. The money to get that plan started was in this budget. As well, people on income assistance and people with disabilities have not seen a meaningful increase in over 10 years in our province. We have increased their rates, starting with the September check that will arrive in a couple of weeks, by increasing their monthly amounts by $100 a month. We've also given them the opportunity to earn more, to be able to make connections in their communities and be able to earn more than $200 a month, or up to $200 a month, without that being clawed back, which will again help people who are really struggling. There's a Healthy Kids program that puts $15 million in to provide hearing assistance benefits and dental services for children who need it. So again, these are key investments that will really build a strong British Columbia for everyone.
Now, what about this $10 child care? I'm not seeing anything about that in this budget.
There are a couple of pieces that certainly need a discussion with experts and an implementation plan to be developed. As you know, we've been government now for a couple of months, and those will take time. So the child care plan, we're working through the fall with the experts in the field to put that implementation plan together. Building an affordable, quality child care system that's accessible for parents is a critical piece, again, to help employers be able to attract and retain talent, and as well support families when it comes to affordability. So that, a housing strategy, an affordable housing strategy will come forward as well through the fall. So those are pieces that we put the marker down in this budget and we're going to continue to work on.
Also, I have to mention the $400 for renters. I'm not seeing that in this budget.
Part of a comprehensive housing strategy, one of the real challenges with the previous government was that they did a piecemeal approach to problems. So, for example, they put the foreign buyer's tax in, seemed to work for a few months, and then we saw housing prices rise again. We want to make sure we do it right. We're going to discuss with folks and experts across the province the kinds of strategies that are going to work and then bring forward a comprehensive plan that doesn't look at just one piece, but in fact looks at the whole. And that will include our discussion around the $400 renter credit as well.
BC Business Council is saying some of the tax increases to corporations' higher earners could make BC really not all that terribly attractive for some of the top minds. What do you say to that?
Well, in fact, there are pieces in this budget that completely address that issue. We believe that to increase and ask everyone to pay a little bit to be able to provide the services and supports that are needed by everyone is important. We remain competitive with Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, so continue to be competitive as an economy. And as well, we've put in place measures where we're reducing taxes on small businesses. We've reduced their tax rate. We're providing support for credit unions who lend to small businesses, particularly in rural communities, to be able to spur investment on. And so those are commitments that we've made to ensure that we remain competitive. Having a vibrant economy where people want to invest is critical for all British Columbians.
And finally, what do we expect for the next budget?
Well, it'll be a full year budget. This is a partial year budget, so we'll be working hard over the fall. You'll hear a lot of discussions going on with British Columbians about their priorities. You know, we can't do it all overnight. There have been 16 years of the past government, and we will not be able to fix everything overnight, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't get started. And that's what we did with today's budget. We began that process. We laid out, we carved a path to be able to address the challenges faced by families, and you'll see more of that in the February budget.
BC Finance Minister Carol James, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.